This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
America is under attack today. It's not under attack by, some bearded Muslim over in a cave in Pakistan. It's under attack by people working in Washington, D.C., who have a different view of the world. They really do intend to destroy this country. I attended a funeral yesterday for a woman I've known for 40 years who died of Alzheimer's disease. Her mother had Alzheimer's disease. She had Alzheimer's disease. We know that people with Alzheimer's disease have about four times as much mercury in their brains as the normal individual would. Certain people can't handle mercury, and as a result, they get poisoned by it, and the same thing happens with children. And they know that. So why are they putting mercury in fillings when other countries like Sweden won't even allow it? Will not pay for it. I mean, why are they giving influenza shots to our elderly and our very young, laden with significant doses of mercury? They know there is no safe dose of mercury. Mercury does not serve, to actually destroy bacteria. It's a very, very poor antiseptic substance as far as vaccines are concerned. Why do they put it in? Why do we have an epidemic of autism among our children? Well, Wendy's with us this morning, and Wendy's is with a group that deals with the threat of autism and the knowledge of what's really going on and what can be done to help these children, and that is being actively discouraged by people in Washington, D.C. Why would they discourage treatments that could help these unfortunate children over this terrible disease? That is increasing rapidly in America, and certainly there have been congressional hearings about it, and you will never hear about them because the media does not tell you the truth. So with that as background, Wendy, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. It's good to talk to you today.
Well, why don't you pick up the story and tell our listeners who you are, how you got into this, what you've learned, and what we can do to help protect our children.
Okay. Well, my name is Wendy Fournier. I'm the president of the National Autism Association, and I'm the mother of a 7-year-old little girl who has a diagnosis of autism, but in fact has heavy metal toxicity caused by the mercury in her vaccines.
Have they been able to help her at all? Have they been able to chelate her and get any of the mercury out?
Yes, we've done quite a bit of chelation with her. We've seen some of the heavy metals come out through the chelation process. She's made some progress over the last couple of years, but really slow progress with her. I can say that she's much, much healthier than she was a couple of years ago before we started treating her biomedically, but she's still very severely affected by her injuries. At this point, she's... she's 7, and she's still not potty trained, and she's still not talking.
Well, I know it's a terrible burden for you. Well, how did you come to the conclusion this really was related to the mercury?
Well, as luck would have it, my husband and I moved into a new home, and our next door neighbor had a son with autism, and she was very well informed and in fact was chelating her son at the time, and she was the one who told me about the mercury connection, which was shocking to me, and I honestly just didn't believe it. I thought, there's no way that our government would inject our kids with poison, and that can't be right. So I dove into researching, what exactly was in the vaccines that my daughter got, and the more research I did, the more convinced I was that she did not have autism. What she had was, in fact, mercury poisoning, and the symptoms of the two are absolutely identical. So we took her to a physician. We had some testing done and did a chelation test where you administer a chelating agent, and then you do some lab work to see if anything has come out of the body from the chelation, and in fact she did show mercury. So that's how we determined that she had mercury toxicity, and we've been treating her ever since. But, you know, the injuries from mercury toxicity are much more extensive than just getting rid of the mercury load that's in her body. Obviously, you need to do that first, but the havoc that the mercury wreaks throughout the body and on the immune system is devastating.
And, of course, the thing is that there is no safe dose of mercury. They know that. That's why they put it in. And, but have you ever gotten into the congressional hearings that have been done? You know, certainly Congressman Burton has tried to bring this out, and the media has totally ignored all those congressional hearings, almost as if they never occurred.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting the way the media is playing along with the pharmaceutical industry. There was a 3-year congressional hearing conducted by Congressman Burton, and the conclusion of that hearing was that thimerosal does indeed cause autism, and they called for the immediate removal of thimerosal from childhood vaccines, and have been completely ignored.
Sure.
And, you know, even the FDA and CDC and the American Academy of Pediatrics called for the removal of thimerosal in vaccines back in 1999, when they realized that they had basically been asleep at the switch and didn't realize, with all the new additional vaccines that were being administered, the cumulative level of mercury that was going into our children. And while they stressed that it certainly wasn't harmful, they were going to recommend the removal of thimerosal just to be safe.
Well, now, if it wasn't harmful, why would you recommend its removal? You know, and if it was harmful, you know, why would you actually put it into the influenza vaccine and give it to pregnant women and leave it in the vaccines you're giving to those little black kids over in Africa? I mean,
right.
If it is harmful, if it isn't harmful, why remove it? And if it isn't, if it is harmful, then why are they still giving it?
That's a really good question. And why are they not following their own recommendations from 1999? You know, the amount of thimerosal in the pediatric vaccines has been reduced significantly, but there's still trace amounts of mercury in most of them, and there's still a lot of mercury in the flu vaccines, which are now being recommended for children beginning at age 6 months, again at 7 months, and then annually through the age of six.
So there's even the vague possibility that it's dangerous, why are they recommending it not only for the very, very young children, but for their mothers before they are delivered? Why would they do something like that unless there's another agenda? We'll be right back here at this moment.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest is Wendy from the National Autism Organization. We'll get the information out on that in just a few minutes. Over the weekend, it was announced that the future for Alzheimer's disease looked terrible. We were going to see a massive increase in Alzheimer's disease in the coming years, and wasn't it terrible? And we were going to double or triple the number of cases of Alzheimer's, you know, in the next 20 or 30 years. No question as to why this is occurring. No question as to what could be done to prevent it. But really, if you look at it objectively, are there too many old people in the world anyway? Wouldn't we be better off without all those useless eaters? At least there's some people out there who have that attitude, the elite, who have a different way of looking things. You know, it was very interesting if you ever read Congressman Burton's hearings, and at one point why Congressman Burton is talking to somebody from the FDA and asking them why they outlawed the use of methylate in the United States. You know, we used to put methylate or mercurochrome, a red substance, on the skin, and it was just so toxic, you know, the mercury in that was absorbed into the body and it was toxic. And Burton looked at this fellow from the FDA and said, if it's too toxic to put on the skin, then why are you injecting into the children? And the person from the FDA had no explanation why they were at that time, or had been for many years, injecting toxic. It was so toxic you couldn't put on the skin, but it was all right to inject into our children. And remember, they're still giving it. They tell you they've taken out of childhood vaccines. No, they've taken it out of the vaccines for childhood diseases, but they're giving it to our children in the influenza, and they're recommending it when there are no studies that show it does any good. Absolutely none. So why are they giving it? And why are they giving it to pregnant women? I'm sure you must ask that question over and over again in your own mind, don't you, Wendy?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, with regard to injecting pregnant women with flu vaccine, that's a relatively new recommendation that Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices at CDC recommended about a year and a half ago. And these flu vaccines, of course, have 25 micrograms of thimerosal in them, being injected into a pregnant woman where the placenta offers absolutely no protection against mercury for the child. So we have developing fetuses. The brain is in development, the body is in development, the immune system in development, and they're being injected with huge doses of mercury prenatally.
Sure. And, of course, they know what they're doing. I don't think these people in Washington, D.C. are stupid. They just hope that you will be stupid and will go along with your doctor's recommendation. Because if your doctor recommends it, it must be all right. And yet he's simply following the recommendations that are being given to him by the CDC. And we know the CDC is there to protect us, don't we?
Right. And the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices at CDC is populated with so-called experts on vaccines, many of which have financial ties to vaccine manufacturers. And that practice is not only allowed at the ACIP committee, but it's actually encouraged.
Why, this is criminal activity on the part of the CDC and the vaccine manufacturers. Why can't they get people who are impartial, who would look at this thing objectively, rather than for the profits for the vaccine manufacturers, and perhaps for those who would intentionally harm our children and harm our pregnant women?
Well, that's an excellent question, and I mean, obviously, this is all about money. A lot of the people who are on the ACIP committee or the CDC payroll go on to work for vaccine manufacturers later. But Congressman Weldon from Florida has introduced a legislation that would take the responsibility of vaccine safety away from CDC and put it into the hands of a new government organization that must be free of conflicts of interest. And it really is a huge conflict for the CDC to be responsible for both the promotion of the vaccine program and safety, because if they come out with any type of a safety study that says vaccines can cause injury, it's certainly going to have an effect on the bottom line of, you know, how many people are allowing their children to be injected with these vaccines.
Well, I think that parents better understand the danger, you know, of the vaccination process, and especially of the influenza vaccine. And, you know, if they would lie to the parents about the influenza vaccine and tell the parents, and even most of the doctors honestly believe they've taken it out of childhood vaccines.
Yeah, they're
without realizing
doctors
how they use wording to confuse you. I mean, yes, they've taken it out of the childhood, usual childhood illnesses, vaccines for the user, but then influenza is not a childhood disease. It's a disease that children get, but it's not a childhood disease. How clever these people are.
Well, the other thing to keep in mind, too, is that the flu vaccine has been proven ineffective in children and in pregnant women. So we're injecting them with these toxins for absolutely no benefit.
Why do you honestly think they're doing that? I mean, why would anybody in their right mind do something like that? Even if there was a profit for the vaccine manufacturers, that have to realize that down the line, the people would realize they've been lied to, are they hoping that they won't realize it till it's too late?
I think there are a couple of different possibilities with that. Obviously, money is a huge factor. They're making billions and billions of dollars on this. But, you know, there are some people who believe that the CDC is continuing these recommendations for vaccines containing thimerosal because they don't want to see the numbers of autism drop. And, you know, there's an argument out there that says thimerosal has been reduced in the pediatric vaccines, but the autism rate is still going up. And I find it very interesting that while it was reduced in the childhood vaccines, it's been increased in the flu vaccine recommendation. So we're up to over half the amount of mercury that our children were being injected with back in the 80s and in the 90s. We're going back up again in the wrong direction instead of reducing it. So we're not going to know if the autism rate is going to drop due to the removal of thimerosal until they actually do remove thimerosal entirely.
Well, of course, then the argument would come up, but certainly the vaccine manufacturers are laying themselves open to lawsuits, and if they're doing things that are hurting our children, then, of course, you would think they'd be frightened about being sued, wouldn't you?
No, because they're fully protected, and today is actually a historic day for the autism community. There are hearings, vaccine hearings, that are beginning today in Washington, D.C., in vaccine court. When you have a vaccine injury, you cannot go to civil court and fight the pharmaceutical industry or the vaccine manufacturers. You have to go into what's called vaccine court. This is something that was created by Congress so that it's a no-fault system. The vaccine manufacturers cannot be held liable. There's a fund put into place where 75 cents from every vaccine goes into the vaccine injury compensation fund. And families of children who are injured by vaccines can take their case to court, to vaccine court, and be compensated a max of $250,000 for pain and suffering out of that fund. But it has taken 5 years for these cases to get to court. Today is the beginning of the first test case. And it's really extremely difficult to get any type of compensation because the vaccine manufacturers are protected by this system that's been put into place, and they have no incentive to produce safe vaccines. And another very important point is that the CDC is the largest orderer of vaccines. And last year, while the vaccine manufacturers had the capability to produce enough thimerosal-free vaccines for all children and pregnant women in this country, the CDC didn't order them. They ordered 90% of their vaccine supply containing 25 micrograms of mercury. So the choice was there, and CDC refused it.
So you have to understand the CDC has a vested interest in continuing putting the thimerosal into the vaccines, knowing full well, because all of the studies have shown the strong relationship. And not only that, but the CDC's own data shows it. And they have data aware, of course, some of the large HMOs gave one group of children the thimerosal-containing childhood vaccines and the others non-thimerosal-containing vaccines. And the differences between the two groups were very dramatic. Have you ever heard about that when Dr. Geyer got into those files and actually saw the difference between the children who got the thimerosal-containing vaccines and those who didn't?
Yes. Yeah.
What the difference was between the two groups?
I think his original findings were that kids who got thimerosal-containing vaccines were something like 27 times more likely to develop autism.
27 times more likely. The CDC knows that, ladies and gentlemen. Could you imagine what would happen if they were taken to court and asked why they were giving vaccines to our children that they knew produced a 27 times increase in the incidence of autism?
Well, you know, CDC argued that study wasn't valid, it wasn't relevant, and they closed the door on that database. It's the Vaccine Safety Data Link, and it's harder to get into that database than it is to get into Fort Knox. They've made it impossible for independent researchers to get in there, and a lot of the studies that they quote to tell you that thimerosal does not cause neurodevelopmental disorders is based on epidemiological studies from that database, and the data sets have gone missing, so no one can get them. They're just gone.
They're lying. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. Judy Gibberding and the people who surround her have an agenda, and I know Gibberding because I followed her in San Francisco when she was involved with managing the AIDS epidemic up there, and because of her activities and the activities of her friends, over 500,000 Americans are dead. She is the woman who's responsible for protecting your health today.
Well, I think that what's going on with the CDC right now and the fact that they're still allowing our children and pregnant women or anyone to be injected with the most toxic substance on earth, or number two toxic substance on earth, I believe that is nothing short of criminal.
Well, I mean, it is not only criminal, it is truly diabolical.
I agree.
And the thing is that how do you talk to people about this? I mean, this must weigh heavily on you. You know, you see this sort of evil going on, and we try to get the information out to people across America, and they look at us as if, you know, this couldn't be happening, not in America.
Well, I understand that because that's how I felt when I first found out about what happened to my daughter. I thought it wasn't possible and that would never happen in this country. But it is happening. And, you know, a lot of people, when they hear the truth, think that it's some sort of crazy conspiracy theory. But, you know, if you take some time to do some research, you will find that this is happening. And it's very scary. And we think that as parents we're doing the right thing, protecting our children from these horrible diseases. And in fact, what we're doing is allowing them to be injected with horrible toxins that can have the ability to devastate them and literally steal their childhood and their life away from them.
Have you ever heard Dr. Ayoub's talk on mercury autism?
Yes.
And the global population agenda, or seen his research, CDC, and all the list, or all the thousands of pages of papers, involved in this, documenting the link?
Yes, Dr. Ayoub is an extremely wonderful researcher. He's very thorough, and he's got some great things in the works that I think are going to help us to unveil the truth of what's happening to our children in this country.
We have a DVD of his giving the speech, and then the CD-ROM that has all of the research papers on it, which we recommend to people. You need to get the information, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Need to have these documents there. You can print them on your own computer. You don't have to do the research. We've got them. And Wendy has them. We'll talk about them when we get back here.
Destiny Lending. Can investment properties be profitable?
Yes. Today's rentals are cash flowing. Bank-owned properties are selling at 70% of value. With mortgage rates still at a 40-year low and little to no down payment needed, now is definitely the time to buy.
So call Angela Smith at Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. Call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, I understand back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Wendy. Wendy, how can people get in touch with your organization and get the material you have so that they can begin to get this word out to other parents, unsuspecting parents or pregnant women, so that they can say to their doctor, why do you want to poison me? Why do you want to give us an influenza vaccine? Do you know what's in the influenza vaccine that you want to give me? Well, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, we have a very extensive website at www.nationalautism.org. Under our resource section, we have a library filled with scientific studies showing a link between thimerosal and neurodevelopment disorders. We also have an entire page of frequently asked questions on administering thimerosal-containing vaccines to pregnant women and to babies.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, get the information. Even if you don't, have an autistic child, get the information. Get it to others. Get it to pregnant women. Every time you see a pregnant woman, make sure she understands the danger, her doctor and the recommendation has to her life. The doctors don't know. This is the tragedy. And until we can educate the doctors and get them to understand that they're being lied to by the people of the CDC, who have a different agenda, a different purpose. Now, I've been to the CDC. I've talked to the people there, you know, and some of these people have a specific agenda. I talked to them, of course, about the AIDS epidemic. It was very obvious they had no intention of stopping AIDS. And here in America, well over half a million are dead. Well over a million, million and a half are infected. They're all going to die. The disease continues spreading. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know of what they're doing. And the same thing goes to autism. Unfortunately, you are going to have to get the information out, and you're going to have to buck the mass media. And many people will remember about four or five months ago now, when it's almost as if somebody had given an order someplace, and every one of the major media came out with an article and a series of articles on autism, and day after day we heard about this terrible epidemic, but there was no treatment, and we can assure you it has nothing to do with mercury, and don't get your child treated. I mean, that when that propaganda barrage came out through the mass media, weren't you feeling rather discouraged?
Yeah, it's very discouraging the way the media handles the thimerosal subject. And really, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that, especially with the television networks, you know, so much of their budget is paid for by pharmaceutical advertising. So it's just about impossible to get anything decent on the networks. There are some independent newspaper reporters who are willing to tell the truth. They aren't bought and paid for. But what I wanted to mention just real quickly, if you don't mind, that if there are parents who are listening that do have children with vaccine injuries or vaccine-induced autism, that it is treatable. And there are kids that are recovering from autism, even from full-blown severe autism, through biomedical treatments. And there's a lot of hope. We have well over 1,000 complete recoveries from autism through biomedical treatment. So I just want to encourage anybody who's listening that has a child with autism to look into seeing a physician that works with the Autism Research Institute and the Defeat Autism Now network of doctors, and have your child evaluated and start treatment right away. There's definitely hope for recovery.
The sooner you get into it, the better off you are. I mean, the older the child, the more difficult it is. And, you know, I talked to a lady the other day, and she had a son, I think 13 or 14, still not bathroom trained, they still can't talk. And yet, of course, they'd gotten him into treatment earlier. Some of the new treatments that the Geyers are coming out with, Dr. Geyer and his son, already are helping boys. Well, their treatments at all help girls that really suppress the testosterone level.
Well, I do know of some girls who are undergoing the Lupron treatment and seeing some success, but I haven't seen a whole lot on that yet. I think that parents are a little bit nervous about messing with the hormones.
Sure.
But we're watching that very closely, and we're hopeful that that will turn out to be a good alternative for our children.
And this is working with Dr. Geyer, who's been a frequent guest on our programs, and he and his son are working with them. With boys, and have had some amazing successes by suppressing the testosterone and then chelating them, and seem to be working.
Right, and they're going on the assumption that because boys are affected four times more often than girls, that there's something to do with the testosterone level or the estrogen level, where estrogen may be protective against mercury,
right,
and testosterone is not. So that, you know, that's a possible explanation why so many boys are affected, so many more boys.
Yeah. Well, there's so much we don't know now, and believe me, any effort to get funds for researching on this will be totally suppressed by the CDC. The last thing they want is for the truth.
Right. Well, we need independent research to be done. And we need money to do that. And, you know, there are some large autism organizations in this country that have lots and lots of money. So we're encouraging them to please take that research money and put it into environmental toxins and vaccines and their components to try to get to the bottom of what happened. We can't wait for the government to do that research for us.
Are you getting any help from those large organizations that have lots of money?
No.
Okay, that's exactly what I figure is going to happen.
Yeah.
That's why they got lots of money.
At this point,
they're going to get to the bottom of it, but they're
right.
going to conceal what really needs to be done.
Right. We need the autism advocacy organizations to want to put themselves out of business. You know, that's our goal here at the National Autism Association. We were founded by parents. All of us have autistic children. And when we started this organization, it was with the goal of putting ourselves out of business. I think there are some groups who want to be here forever and are looking at this as some sort of a corporate entity. And I, you know, we're encouraging all of those groups to please take those millions and millions of dollars that you have and really help our children. We need them. We need them to help.
Amen to that. Well, you know, this is one of the most tragic stories. And what's the incidence of autism among our children today?
The last numbers came out a few months ago from CDC saying it's 1 in 150. But there's so much more to that, Dr. Stan. There are numbers from the American Academy of Pediatrics and CDC recent that say that 1 in 6 children in the United States has a learning disability or a developmental delay. So while we have 1 in 150 with full-blown autism, we have 1 in 6, which is almost 20% of the children in this country who are requiring special education services. We're doing something very wrong here. We have got a nation of sick, sick children.
Do you know a better way to destroy a great nation than to allow it to destruction of the minds of their children, and then the expense of the taking care of these children in public schools is really overwhelming many of our school districts, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really difficult for the school districts to have enough funding for their special ed departments because they're completely overwhelmed with 20% of their students.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll-free, 877-288-9116.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Wednesday, Wendy, If you're out there in the listening audience, you had a question, our number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But Wendy's on the front lines of this battle and right on top of what's going on. And when you hear the difference between the two, between the two groups, you know, those who got the vaccines and those who didn't, 27 times, not 2.7, not 0.27, 27 times more autism among those who got the poison vaccines. And then they've made those databases totally, you can't get into them. You cannot get into them. They're destroying the evidence. Why? Think of the implications. Why you wouldn't trust your doctor. Well, you should be able to trust your doctor. He just doesn't let him know. Well, is there any effort to try to get to the doctors and get them informed and educated, Wendy?
Yeah, in fact, we went to the American Academy of Pediatrics convention a little over a year ago that was held in Washington, and we were actually escorted out by security. They had security officers lead us out the door. We weren't welcome there. But we had a booth, and we wanted to distribute scientific published studies showing that there is a danger. We wanted to distribute information on the current thimerosal content in licensed vaccines, but we were not welcomed by the AAP.
Well, but you mean you went, you paid for a booth, and they
yes.
still threw you out?
Yes.
Well, don't feel bad. I went to the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons with their permission and invitation, and when they saw my material, they closed down my booth. So don't feel bad. There are people within organized medicine who have a different worldview, who have a different agenda, and the last thing they want is for physicians to learn the truth.
Yeah, I was disgusted. You know, this is the American Academy of Pediatrics, and their number one priority should be the health of our children, and obviously it isn't. And, you know, after a little research, I found out that about 5% of their annual budget comes from pharmaceutical manufacturers.
Sure. Well, you know, if you had the money, because you could, you know, you could go to the physicians and send them the material, but it's an expensive thing. But the best way to reach the physicians is through their patients. And if a number of patients are coming in and they have the documents that you have available on your website, and they don't even have to get the CD-ROM from us. The information is there on your website. They can go to their doctor and say, you need to get this information because it's being actively blocked by organized medicine. They don't want you to know. And the first time the doctor hears it, he's going to shrug his shoulders and say, oh, another kook. But after a while, when responsible people like you in the listening audience have the information and are getting it to your doctor, he's going to have to listen. He's going to begin to suddenly realize he's being lied to and he's being used to destroy the minds of our children. And, you know, a mind is a terrible thing to lose. And when 1 in 6 American children has some sort of a developmental abnormality, I mean, how long can any society exist under those circumstances?
That's right. The estimated lifetime care for a person with autism is $3.2 million, according to a study put out by Harvard recently. And, you know, the fact that these kids, the maximum amount that can be awarded to the families in vaccine court is only $250,000. There are families who go through that in a year trying to provide treatment for their kids.
Sure, and the thing is that but the chances you're even going to get the $250,000 is pretty slim, because the government fights you at every way, and they've got all sorts of expensive lawyers to fight you.
Right. They have the Department of Justice defending them in vaccine court.
And because you got to pay for your own lawyer. Are the lawyers who take these cases on contingency basis?
Yes, they are. They are. There are almost 5,000 cases pending in vaccine court right now.
How often do they win?
Well, today is the start of the first test case. So You know, there have been other vaccine hearings, but this is an omnibus on vaccines and thimerosal and MMR-related autism. So, you know, hopefully I'll be able to answer that question in a few months with a positive answer, but for right now it's just about impossible for anyone to win anything in vaccine court.
Do they have a jury, or do they have a government-appointed lawyer who gets paid by the government to protect the government's interests?
No jury. They have presumably independent special masters that are assigned to these cases. And, you know, what's interesting about this is that the process is completely different than one that would happen in civil court. The discovery process is different. So the government is relying on data from that vaccine safety data link at CDC that we told you about for their defense. But that data was not allowed to the petitioners. They're not allowed access to that. And, you know, that the whole discovery process is skewed. That would never fly in civil court. That would constitute a mistrial, as far as I know.
Sure. In other words, you know, we have this data, but nobody can see it except our people.
The defense. Exactly.
Right. And yet, what about Dr. Geyer? They actually got into it. Are they allowed to testify?
I honestly don't know if they're going to be testifying during these test cases.
But they got in. They went through it. And the government did everything they could. If you've ever heard their story of what was done to keep them from being able to get into the information, I mean, they had, you know, they had all sorts of special, files, you know, in different languages, so that there was no way to know what the language was that the computer was speaking. And fortunately, they were able to get around that. Some people worked in the CDC who knew what was going on, helped provide the information.
Right.
But otherwise, the CDC did everything. Dr. Geberding and the people who surrounded it did everything they could to block the guys from getting into that database, because the last thing they want is for the American people to realize the truth. They're poisoning our children. Wendy, thank you so very much for being with us. God bless you for what you do, and we'll be talking to you later.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
Go ahead, expand Make My Day Law. You can protect your valuables while you are at home, and Liberty Safe will protect your guns, coins, and paper goods while you are away. Go to Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, your Liberty Safe dealer, and get a safe to suit your needs. They also carry firearms, have an indoor shooting range, and shooting instruction so you can take advantage of the new, improved Make My Day Law. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Liberty Safe, helping to protect your valuables, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, do you know a better way to destroy a nation and to destroy the minds of our children. Who would do anything like that? Why, ladies and gentlemen, there are evil people out there. If you have not seen our latest video, Forbidden Secret, you need to get it. If you have not talked to or seen our DVD or read our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You know, if you need to get our four-tape set on the supernatural and our four-tape set on Satanism and deliverance and our book on satanic crimes and our a book on Program to Kill and the information that we actually have interviews with both authors on available either on audio or CD. And you need to get it and hear it and understand there really are satanic covens, and some of them are working at the highest levels of our government. And of course, the other satanic organizations are out there that have their roots in destruction of America. That's what it's all about. And where do those people work? Well, they work right at the highest levels of our government, and they are protected by the media, which has a different agenda. We have an excellent CD, actually it's a DVD, a talk given by Dr. David Ayoub. We talked with Wendy about Dr. Ayoub, and with that you'll get a free CD-ROM with thousands of pages of information that you can run off on your computer and government hearings. You need to have this information. That's Dr. David Ayoub's. The DVD is entitled Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. Why are the people who are so interested in population control funding vaccines for the little black children? I mean, after all, the vaccines are going to protect their lives, and why would people who want population control be funding the vaccines? Why, very simply, the vaccines don't destroy the minds of the children, because remember, the childhood vaccines we're giving in Africa have the full component of mercury, but it also influences fertility in this generation and the next generation and the next generation and the next generation. You'll want to get the DVD with the CD-ROM entitled Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. And then, of course, we have two four-tape sets on mercury. We have a four-tape set on autism. We have, in addition, two DVDs. One's called Thimerosal, and the other is called The Smoking Tooth, where you'll actually see going into the background of the relationship between dental fillings and Alzheimer's disease, which is dramatically increasing across America, and they know why. They just don't want you to know why. They don't want you to know that they're poisoning the elderly with dental fillings. They don't want you to know that the mercury that they're recommending for the elderly, oh, we're here to help. The influenza vaccine doesn't do any good, but it does, of course, increase dramatically the incidence of Alzheimer's disease. And when you see people, the tragedy is, you know, this film comes down over their mind, and they can no longer think. They don't recognize you, and this is what happens with Alzheimer's disease. Directly related to the dental fillings and the mercury that certain people cannot tolerate, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Are you willing to help? Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Size thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
In an Associated Press interview, not politics. She added that negotiations will continue with the Poles and the Czechs, but if Russia is also thinking about how to protect against missiles launched by countries like Iran and North Korea,